And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your information flow. And I'm doing so today by talking to you about a topic that will make or break you anywhere in life. Yeah, this topic will help you succeed, or this topic will help you fail, depending on how you apply this topic. So what am I talking about? I'm talking about relationships. You've got them, I've got them, the guy next door's got them, the gal down the street, she's got them, your boss has them, your subordinates have them. We all have relationships. So why is that so important? Because relationships can make or break you. I firmly believe that. When you have the right people surrounding you in your life, that's a winning combination. But if you have the wrong influences, the wrong relationships surrounding you, you've got problems. Now, you may not recognize the problems right up front. They may not be visible to your naked eye. But bad relationships are like cancer. They will destroy everything you're trying to accomplish because they're going to seep into the persona of you and they're going to negatively influence you. It's kind of deep, huh? Yeah, I just hit you with a whole bunch of like psychobabble, didn't I? Well, I don't think it's really psychobabble. No, I don't think it's that. I think it's real. There are times in my life where I recall having relationships with people that I thought were beneficial. And I was too naive, too ignorant, if you will, to really understand how those relationships were actually having a negative influence on my life. Now, it doesn't mean that the people I had relationships with were bad people. Well, some of them turned out were actually bad people. I just didn't recognize it at the time. But most people are not bad people, but by nature, they might tend to do some bad things. Or they might believe things that are inaccurate, or they might believe things that are contrary to good order and discipline. Those people exist. Now, at a time in my life, I allowed those kind of people in my life. I did. Like I said, maybe I was a bit ignorant. Maybe I was a bit naive. Maybe I just wanted to make a friend. Maybe I didn't know the fundamentals of making a friend. So I established a relationship with somebody based off a set of information that I thought I was trying to fulfill, only to find out that that relationship brought a lot of other baggage to the relationship, which usually resulted in me terminating the relationship with that person. Once I find out that my values and somebody else's values don't necessarily agree, it causes me to decide whether or not I want to continue a relationship with that person. Now, it doesn't mean I don't like that person. It doesn't mean that I do like that person. It just means that we have a disconnect. My values are here, their values are there. One of the things that I'm learning as I mature, and I'm still maturing, one of the things that I've learned is that you shouldn't give up on relationships instantaneously. Just because somebody has a different value system than I do doesn't necessarily mean that what they're doing is wrong. It just means that I don't necessarily agree with what they're doing. And as long as they're not, you know, crossing the line on the Big Ten, if you will, it is what it is. Part of my belief system tells me I'm supposed to love on that person. And the 27-year Army officer in me kind of goes, yeah, I just want to take that person out back and whip some sense into them. So I'm trying to find a balance between the two because I've been the Army officer guy, and I don't want to be that guy anymore. I want to be the guy that I'm becoming as I continue to mature. This version of myself is better than previous versions of myself. You can ask my wife, Tina. She'll tell you. I don't know what you're doing, Al, but it's better. Okay. Two thumbs up. Big smile on my face. Happy wife, happy life, right? But that's a relationship right there. That's somebody who's been married to me for over 30 years. That's somebody who's seen me at my best, seen me at my worst, seen me everywhere in between, and hasn't given up on me. And I know that I've seen my beautiful bride at her best. I hope I've never seen her at her worst. And if I have, her worst ain't nearly as bad as my worst. And more importantly, what's important to me is developing that relationship. Now, there's another relationship that I have. It's a relationship with an organization called Lifestyles Unlimited. It's a real estate investor, education, and mentoring company. Been around for 35 years. Been around longer than I've been married. Very successful in doing what it does. They sponsor this show. And within that organization, one of the things that we focus on is building relationships, building the correct business relationships. Some of you have excellent relationships. Some of you have bad relationships. If you've got great ones, excellent ones, keep reinforcing those. You're doing something right. You probably have gone through the school of hard knocks like I have and have had bad relationships and decided that you don't want to have relationships like that. You want to have fruitful relationships. You want to have relationships with people that are important. And more importantly, if you're going to do what the thousands of members of Lifestyles Unlimited do, you've got to develop relationships. I just caught a bunch of you off guard because I just said, hey, if you want to join an organization like Lifestyles Unlimited, you got to develop relationships. And you're like, what is that? I understand the relationship part. What is that Lifestyles Unlimited thing? All right. Lifestyles Unlimited sponsors the show. They are a real estate investor education and mentoring company. That's all they do. They've been doing it for 35 years, and they excel at it. It is a membership-based organization. I mean, you might want to call it a real estate club, but it's more than that. It's all the elements that you need with regards to real estate investing, all kind of neatly packaged into one nice package. One nice package that when you become a member, you get to open the package. And the first thing you do is you start changing your life by educating yourself on how to change what you're doing for investing from what you're currently doing, which probably has you on the slow road to retirement and may fail you at the end, and switching gears into something else that's much more productive. Something that resolves a problem you will have in retirement, which is no more income. See, the plan you're working on is all about saving money. Yeah, I realize there's an investing component to it. I realize all of that. I understand that money comes out of your check. I understand it goes into a government-endorsed account with the word retirement attached to it. I understand you have the ability to pick stocks or pick mutual funds or determine levels of risk that you're willing to accept, and that establishes a growth pattern for you, and you're trying to grow that money over time. The challenge is this. That growth pattern is usually a 30 to 50 year growth pattern. It's shorter if you start earlier. It's longer if you start later. I know the math makes no sense, right? But that's really how it works out. And here's the flaw with that plan. Again, there's no income. What do you mean, Al, there's no income? I'm saving up a big bag of money. I'm going to take money out of that big bag in retirement, and that'll be my income. Okay, I understand what you're saying. You're withdrawing savings and using that as income, although it's technically not income because it's not really being developed. It's something that's perishable because as you draw down that bag of money, you deplete that bag of money and you run the risk of outliving your money. If you get to that point in your life where you outlive your money, you've got a problem because there's no more money and you're older than you are now. And that older version of you may not be as physically capable as you are now to go back into the workforce. Yet that may be your only solution to your problem, assuming that you have the ability to go back into the workforce. See, that's the other unknown. What will be the state of your body in future you? I don't know. Do you know? I don't know. I can tell you that both of my parents lived to the ripe old age of 75. They both lived to the age of 75. They were both chronic smokers. They were both alcoholics. And I think living that way eventually shortened their lives. I do. My dad lost his ability to walk around the age of 72. And by the age of 73, I mean, he could get into an electric scooter. You know what I'm talking about, right? And he could cruise around on the scooter and he could get out of the scooter. But as far as walking to where the scooter took him to, he couldn't do that anymore. Last couple of years of my dad's life, he was effectively confined to a soldier's home because of his health, because he needed medical care that we couldn't provide to him. My mom, she made it as far as she could on her own, and then she got to a point where respiratory issues started taking their toll because of all the smoking that she had done her entire life. She went into the hospital, and she never came back. Now, both of my parents, in their 70s, only had one form of income. It was called Social Security, and it wasn't that much money. My dad worked until he couldn't work anymore, and then it was between Social Security, his veteran's disability, and ultimately the soldier's home. My mom, she worked until she couldn't work anymore, till she went into that hospital. And over the next 3 months, she never left that hospital until I received a phone call from her saying, "Son, I love you. My oxygen levels are just too low." And I said, "Mom, we're going to fight through this." And she said, "Son, I'm just calling to tell you I love you and goodbye." And that was the last time I talked to my mom. They both had an income problem. I don't want that problem. I'm not going to have that problem. I changed what I did 8 years ago. I did. Got myself fully retired 6 years ago. Haven't looked back. Don't want to look back. As a matter of fact, what I'm doing now is I'm building my income streams now for the future. And it doesn't require me to put in a 40-hour work week. I put in maybe, 15 hours a week into what I'm doing with real estate. And that's about all I can come up with to do as far as work. Because there just isn't that much to do. But here's the key. Real estate investing changed my life. And it'll change your life too. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Not sure how to get started with real estate? Lifestyles Unlimited gives you the tools and education to move you forward with confidence. Text radio to 88007. That's RADIO to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your information flow. And I'm doing so by talking about relationships. Now, if you've been following along with this radio show, or this podcast, or however you're listening to the sound of my voice, you notice that I started off the show talking about relationships, and then I got into a deep discussion about my parents and the fact that they struggled in their golden years while they were quote-unquote retired. They did. They had a hard go of it. They got by, but that was it. They got by. Life kind of translated into something more like being a hunter-gatherer. They had to go out and work for their living until they couldn't do that anymore. And then they tried to rely on Social Security, and well, that didn't work out so well. Do you understand that one of the biggest relationships that I ever had in my life was with my parents? It's true. I pretty much have known them since the beginning of my life, since I could recall my life. They were in the picture. Good, bad, indifferent. They were in the picture. Did they do everything absolutely correct? No, they didn't. I already disclosed to you two of their major vices that they had that created problems for them later on in life. Not to mention, nobody had bothered to tell them to develop income streams as they were approaching retirement. No one. It was never talked about in our household. What was talked about in our household was work for a living, work, 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 work. Now, I followed that advice. I did. And I worked my butt off. And I gained some success. I had some setbacks, but I mostly gained success. But I never had the amount of success that I've experienced since I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. It's like looking at a stock curve. I mean, if you look at my life, the last almost 62 years of my life, and you chart it on an X and Y graph, and you start at 00, right? You know what I'm talking. All you engineers love this talk, right? Start at 00, and then the graph goes to the right over time, and the income slightly goes up over time. And as you get a little older, the income gets a little better because maybe you change jobs, right? And then you get to a point where you can't do any better than you've done because you're trading time for money. You're working for a living. The only way to make more money is to get a better job or get a raise. And those are harder to do as you advance, correct? So you kind of get stuck. For me, I got stuck when the military decided it was time for me to retire. Instead of promoting me, they retired me. It's time for me to go. I earn a pension. That is considered passive income. But it's not enough passive income to support my lifestyle. It makes up a percentage of what I need, but it doesn't make up 100%. So where do I get the rest of my income? From other passive sources. Well, what are those, Al? Those are called real estate. When you buy a house, you're investing into a tangible asset that you control. You control the condition. You control where you buy. You control a lot of things about that asset, as well as who you're going to allow to live there. And what that asset is going to do, it's going to do something called best product, best price for the best people. That's something we'll teach you when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, the best product at the best price, which attracts the best people. It's part of our formula for success. And everything we do dovetails off of that concept. So you're going to control the asset, and that asset is going to pay you multiple ways. The most important way being the cash flow. The fact that you're going to charge an amount for rent, which is fair market rent, to somebody who's willing to pay you that fair market rent. And in turn, you're going to pay the associated expenses of owning and operating that property, your mortgage interest, your mortgage principal, your taxes, your insurance. If you did it right, you don't have to worry about maintenance. If you didn't do it right, you need to worry about maintenance. Does that make sense? If you know how to manage yourself, don't worry about management costs. But if you have a third-party management, you have to factor in a management cost. And what's left over is your residual cash flow. It's the amount of money you pay yourself every month. One house not enough? Maybe you ought to consider getting into multifamily. What if you bought a 20-unit apartment complex? And that 20-unit, let's just say hypothetically, let's say that 20-unit apartment complex could pay you $100 per door every month in cash flow. That's after you've collected all the income, subtracted all the expenses, and what's left over is the cash flow. That's like $2,000, right? What if you could get more than $100 a month in cash flow? Well, then your dollar amount would go up, right? Some of you are thinking, well, okay, $2,000 a month, that doesn't sound too bad, but I need more like $6,000 a month. Oh, okay. Sounds like you need about a 60-unit apartment complex. Do you know how to buy one of those? Chances are you don't. And that's okay. That's where Lifestyles Unlimited comes in. See, one of the relationships you need to develop is a relationship with an organization like Lifestyles Unlimited. Lifestyles Unlimited is uniquely tailored to support you literally from cradle to grave on helping you understand how to correctly invest in real estate assets, how to correctly build a portfolio, how to mitigate those assets over time, and more importantly, how to make a lot of money. Your rates of return in real estate can be much more favorable than what you're doing right now in the stock market. I'm just here to tell you. But you're the one that has to dig into this. You're the one that needs to find out if what I'm telling you is true or not. All right, now check it out. I'm going to talk about some of the relationships you need to make, some of the professional business relationships you need to have as a part of your team. Now, I'm saying team. Why am I saying team? Because you're not going to do this real estate investing stuff by yourself. It's foolish to attempt to do everything associated with what you need to do to be a successful real estate investor by yourself. Here's why. You need a competent real estate agent or broker on your team, one that's representing your interests, one that is willing to take on a fiduciary obligation to you. That's very important. But more importantly, they need to be investor friendly. They need to understand the mechanics of investment properties, not just residential sales, but investment properties. When they have their finger on the pulse of investment properties, they become a much more helpful member of your team because they can source deals, they can analyze comps, they can negotiate offers, they can navigate off-market opportunities, and they can represent your interests. Now, at Lifestyles Unlimited, we actually have an organization that's a part of our culture. It's called the Lifestyles Realty Team. And these realtors that are part of the Lifestyles Realty Team are part of my team. And as I'm looking to invest in specific places, I seek out information from my realtor teammates because they've got their fingers on the pulse of the areas that I'm interested in. I rely heavily on my multifamily agent. She's doing a phenomenal job for me. She understands what I'm looking for. She understands my plan of attack. I laid out my five-year plan for her. I'm going to buy one property here. I'm going to buy one property there. I'm going to buy one property there. And when I say there, I'm not talking about location. I'm talking about timeline-wise. So she understands my business plan, my growth plan, and we're targeting properties that meet that requirement. Another person that I have on my team that's very important is my lender. Could also be a banker or a mortgage broker, depending on what type of loan I'm looking to acquire. If I need a bank loan, I'm probably going to talk with a mortgage broker. If I need an agency loan, I'm probably going to go right to one of my desk lenders. Now, I just said two things that probably, I don't know, went above your head. And I'm not picking on you. I'm just saying I just said two things that maybe you didn't understand. And it's okay. I didn't understand those things either when I first became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. It's part of the education process. We don't expect you to understand complex terms yet, but you will understand complex terms, and we are going to help you learn them in a way that's, well, we just make it easy. Yeah, we take the complex out of complex. Yeah, we just make them understandable. I don't know how we do it, but we do it effectively. That's the best thing I've got for you right now. All right. Why do I have lenders on my team? Because I don't want to raise 100% of the money. That's ineffective. I actually get better rates of return if I put less money into the deal. And the best type of deal for me to buy is one where I can get 80% financing on the deal, meaning I only have to put in 20% for my contribution. The lender is making money off of interest and any points that they charge. That's how they make their money, and I'm fine with it. What they don't participate in is equity growth. Now, They don't participate in that at all. So all the equity I develop for myself and any investors that I have investing with me stays with us, as does the cash flow. Once I make that monthly payment, I'm done with the lender. Everything else is for the investor pool. Why is that important? Because I want to leverage my assets. If I only have to put 20% down on one asset, but I have enough money to buy five assets that way, why would I take all the money and just buy one asset cash? It's ineffective. I would buy five assets, and those five assets would grow in equity, and therefore I would get five assets growing in equity as opposed to one. Starting to see it? Starting to understand? I need a real estate attorney. I do. I need somebody that can handle contracts, deal with title issues, help me set up LLCs. If I need support in the eviction process, they're there. If I need information on compliance or risk mitigation, they're there for that too. In addition to that real estate attorney, the other key person I need on my team is a CPA. A CPA that specializes in real estate tax matters. Did you know that CPAs like doctors specialize? If you've got a CPA that is focused on businesses that are donut shops, that's a little bit different of a business model than real estate investing. You need somebody that understands what we do. Maybe you're going to use third-party property management. Think you might need somebody like that on your team? Think you need to develop a relationship with someone or an agency that does that? How about a contractor? Maybe a general contractor or a bunch of subcontractors. How about a handyman? Who do you need to do the maintenance or the CapEx improvements on your property? Somebody that's reliable, somebody that's good, somebody that understands what we do in the real estate world. This is one of those areas where I think you need to lean a little bit heavier on the ethics. Because so far, everybody I've recommended to you, they tend to follow some type of ethical clause. But contractors, you've heard all the stories, right? Okay. For every bad one, there's a good one. Your job is to put the good ones on your team. They're out there. Oh, and by the way, when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited and you're hobnobbing with your fellow members and making relationships with them, they'll share information with you about who's good and who's bad, who worked, who didn't work. And it only makes you better at what you're trying to accomplish. Now, last entity that you need to have on your team, and this isn't an all-inclusive list. I mean, there are more people that should be on your team. I'm just trying to give you the big seven. An insurance agent or broker that specializes in landlord policies, maybe builder risk policies, umbrella coverages, and all of these are designed to protect your asset properly and affordably. Now, one of the neat things about being a Lifestyles Unlimited member is that you get access to these people as part of the membership. We have something called the Lifestyles Unlimited Vendor Program, and we have hundreds or maybe over 1,000 different entities that want to work with real estate investors and have partnered with Lifestyles Unlimited to become partners with you. Now, you still have to screen them. You still have to make sure they're a good fit to be on your team. But we get you a step closer by giving you access to people that can do some great things for your business. If you want to do what I'm doing, if you want to do what the thousands of members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, what I suggest you do is go to lifestylesunlimited.com. When you get there, hunt around, but more importantly, look for the button that says Start Here. Click on that button, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.